Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, July the 18th. And welcome to our commentary. Again, a reminder that on Mondays, we always do our Week in Review. This is a podcast, an audio cast, that we do with our friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. We should have that up later Monday afternoon, later in the evening. And you can listen to it directly on my blog or obviously on the Blog Talk Radio website, or you can go to my Facebook page, the political page, that is, and you can hear it there. As you know, I have two pages. I have a political page and I have a personal page, and I don't mix the two because it's not worth the problems. You know, when you put something political on Facebook, particularly on a personal page, people get a little excited, especially those Trump haters out there. They really get excited and they start, well, everybody does, I should say, not just one extreme or the other, but it seems like both extremes get pretty angry. So I don't touch it on my personal side, but obviously on the political side, I do the videos and the podcasts, as well as the many posts that I write over at The American Thinker. And speaking of The American Thinker, I have a post Monday morning over there about Don Lemon. You know, everybody knows about CNN. Their ratings are in the tank. They're going to be doing a lot of changes in that network. So you're not going to see a lot of these faces, frankly, too much longer. But Don Lemon, who is one of the nighttime people, recently said that, you know, the media, basically he said something stupid about the GOP, that we shouldn't be treating the GOP as serious people and so on. Now, I think the American people are telling the world what they think of Don Lemon because his show, nobody watches that show. Nobody watches that network. But the reality is the reason Don Lemon says these things, as I write in my post, is because he knows that this is how you get attention. He knows that if he makes an outrageous statement about anything, he's going to have backlash. And when he gets the backlash, that's how he gets ratings. That's how he gets attendance. That's how he gets audiences, I should say. So I have always felt over the years that a lot of these extreme people on the left, we should just leave them alone. Don't pay attention to them. Now, I'm guilty, and I will admit, of sometimes paying attention to them and responding to them, which, of course, is exactly what they want. But you can see the article over at The American Thinker. Nobody's watching CNN, so don't panic too much about that network. It's changing, and it's going to be changing dramatically, I think, before the end of the year. They simply cannot afford the kinds of ratings that they're having in that network. One thing about that network, CNN, I've noticed, is that Jake Tapper has begun asking Democrats difficult questions. And that's good. I'm glad to see that Jake has decided to become a journalist again. You know, there was a lot of anticipation when Jake Tapper moved over to CNN because he was a very good reporter over at ABC. But once he got to CNN, you know, they basically told him the party line and they said, if you want to work here, this is what you got to do. But not anymore. He's starting to ask some questions. So maybe he's trying to save his job. But when they do the cleanup at CNN. Well, let's talk a little bit about the big story. We're going to get into this with Bill Katz today because it seems like everybody's turning on President Biden. Everybody, his party. Well, obviously the American people have. All you have to do is look at the ratings. And if you look at the independents, that's the number. If you're a Democrat, that's the number you got to worry about. Obviously, Democrats are going to vote Democrat. Republicans are going to vote Republican. But the independents, that's the group you want to be worried about. And Hispanics, that's the other group that's turning on President Biden. But anyway, everybody's turning on him. And now the media is also turning on him. I have a post about this coming out Tuesday morning, because I think the media is starting to realize that not only is Joe Biden a bad president, but I think they're starting to realize that it's tough to sell advertising with Joe Biden. You know, they love Trump because Trump was, you know, every single day there was a story. There was always something about Trump. But with Biden, it's not that way. In fact, when you put him on TV, he looks worse every single time. I mean, it's actually sad to watch President Biden on TV. You know, I mean, I can make a partisan remark, but he is the president of the United States, and he is projecting tremendous weakness to the world every time they put him on TV. So obviously the media is trying to turn on him, is turning on him because they know that this is a disaster. And they also know that he's a ratings disaster for the media. That's the other reason that they're turning on him. So they're already talking about 2024, how they're going to, you know, we're going to have a different Democrat running in 2024. I have no idea about 2024. In fact, I would urge people not to get too caught up in 2024 because a lot of things can happen before 2024. And one of them is 2022. That should be the focus, 2022. But there's no question. There's a lot of concern, President Biden. And a lot of it is coming from a news media that now all of a sudden has realized that they should have done a better job in 2020 of, following up on him. They let him hide in the basement of his house. And we didn't, now we got to see the real Joe Biden. Yeah, there were a couple of debates. I know that, but that's not the same thing as daily campaigning, which is what candidates do. So yes, everybody's turning on Joe Biden. Must feel very lonely when he's in Delaware in his long weekend. It's got to get lonely because everybody's turning on President Biden. And you can certainly understand that because the incompetence of this administration is now reaching levels that are frightening. We're going to talk with Bill Katz this afternoon about the trip to the Middle East, a disaster of a trip, total disaster. He went there and he came back empty-handed because the Saudi Arabians told him, we can't produce any more oil. So he's going to Saudi Arabia to get them to produce more oil when we've got Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alaska, we're ready to pump. And yet, for whatever reason, he would rather, pollute over there than over here. But it's not just about the pollution. It's about the fact that the money then is going to Saudi Arabia rather than Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and so on. So it's a disaster. That trip was a disaster. The other big thing that came out of that trip is that the Israelis are very worried about Iran. And we're going to get into that with Bill. Bill writes extensively about Iran and Israel. So we're going to get into all of that this evening when we do our weekend review with Bill Katz. So check it out. I'll put up the link probably late afternoon, early evening. One more story. This is hilarious, but it's not hilarious. It's actually sad. You've heard about this transgender, Leah Thomas, who was competing as a swimmer and breaking all kinds of records. Well, he's a man. He's competing with girls. Obviously, he's going to break a lot of records. I mean, men are stronger. Men are quicker. They're faster than generally women in sports. And he is being nominated for Female Athlete of the Year. I don't know who came up with that, but that is the dumbest thing in the world. He is a man competing as a woman. And if the Democratic Party wants to understand why they're losing support with working people and with Hispanics, well, it's because they're talking too much about transgenders and not enough about gasoline prices. So if you're a Democrat and you want to understand why independents and especially Hispanics are turning on you, look at what you're talking about and what you're focusing on, and you'll understand that especially Hispanics are very conservative. And when they hear stuff like that, they go, what the heck's going on here? A man being nominated as a female athlete? Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's about as stupid as that other lady the other day who was talking about men getting pregnant. Well, believe it or not, this lady was applying for a job in the Biden administration. I mean, this is insane what is coming out of this Biden administration. Well, we're going to do a little quick history check here today. On this day in 1969, an amazing thing happened because there were two big news stories on this day. The first one was that Apollo 11 was on the way to the moon. They would eventually land on the moon and on the 19th, and men would walk on the moon from the 19th or the 20th. I need to check the calendar. But anyway, Apollo 11 today, July 18th, 1969, was on the way to the moon. And everybody back here on Earth was kind of anticipating the trip to the moon and the landing on the moon. Man was going to walk on the moon. It was a pretty exciting thing. So the coverage was constant on Apollo 11 going to the moon. We're going to get into more of that later in the week when we actually celebrate the anniversary. But at the same time that everybody was keeping up with Apollo 11 going to the moon, Senator Ted Kennedy was involved in one of the biggest political scandals of the 20th century. And that is, he was in a car. The car went into a river called Chappaquiddick. And as a result of that, a young woman by the name of Mary Jo Kopechne drowned. And it became a huge scandal. It probably killed any chance of Ted Kennedy becoming president. And it was a huge scandal, believe me. It changed. He was never again able to be a serious contender for the presidency. He did challenge President Carter in 1980, but he didn't win in the primary. And I think that it became very clear because of Chappaquiddick that he would never be able to run for president. So look at these two amazing stories. On one hand, you had Chappaquiddick, and on the other hand, you have Apollo 11 heading for the moon. This is before we had cable news and the internet. So all you had back then was, of course, the regular TV networks, radio, of course, and the print media. And that's how most of the country learned about that. So Chappaquiddick, 1969, the story that destroyed the political career of Ted Kennedy. A couple of people I want to remember on this day, John Glenn, everybody of my generation knows who John Glenn is. You know, he went to space. Well, he was born on this day in 1921. He passed away in 2016. John Glenn, different time, I think he would have been potentially a president, but it just didn't work out. He was a Democrat senator from Ohio at a time when, you know, Reagan was president and Bush was not an easy time for the Democrats. But John Glenn, a real American hero, was born on this day in 1921. And we say goodbye by wishing Joe Torre a very happy number 82nd birthday. You know, 82nd, that's a long time. And this is a very consequential baseball player. He was a great baseball hitter. He came up with the Braves. He won a batting title with the Cardinals in the 70s. He was a great hitter. He was not only a batting title, he won a batting title. He was also the MVP of the National League. After he played, he got into managing. He managed the Mets. He managed the Braves. He did win a title with the Braves, a divisional title, but he really made his name as a manager with the Yankees when he won four World Series with the Yankees between 1996 and 2001. He was in six World Series. He won four of them, and those were those great Yankee teams of that period. But Joe Torre, great guy, wonderful player, wonderful manager. We remember him today. We say happy number 82. And after the managerial career, I think he actually works right now with MLB, with Major League Baseball, in the main office. I think that's where he works. And he's involved in a lot of different things with MLB. He's a very good guy. He's a very good guy and has always been a great ambassador for baseball. So happy birthday. I still have, believe it or not, when I lived in Wisconsin, I still have, my brother and I have, one of his baseball cards with the Milwaukee Braves. Because he came up as a Milwaukee Brave in 1964. And he didn't win Rookie of the Year that year, but he had a great season. So he played with the Milwaukee Braves and somewhere in a box somewhere. My brother has that card of Joe Torre with the Milwaukee Braves back in 64 or 65, one of those 2 years. They moved to Atlanta in 66. So if I have any cards of him after that, it would be with the Atlanta Braves. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day and check out our podcast with Bill Katz, The Week in Review. Bye-bye, everybody.